It was a funny story. I did it for the podcast. And two...
So, we took a break. A long break. Where I just didn't edit anything for a long time. And rather than have to fucking Chara it and explain inside jokes that...
Are so long.
Remember that time the Leafs didn't win?
It was, yeah, the final game of the Leafs in the playoffs.
That's
so
how long it's been.
We're having a fresh start, and then we're going to have little surprises in between. So I can find the actual good stuff out of those episodes. And then Picard doesn't have to listen to bullshit, which he won't listen to anyway, but then he doesn't have to complain. So, this would be episode 3. Even though this has been around about 6 months now. And I commit that this will happen.
Woo!
We're gonna hold you to that
when I see it. Yeah.
I know. I don't expect any faith or until it happens. But when I do, then I expect it.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
So who are you?
This is Ray Ray Noof Noof. Fuck you, Keith.
Kim Kaboom.
Jennifer.
Langtree.
Okay.
And we're, tonight is Craig's birthday, and it's so weird because he's the DJ at this place he always DJs at, and he's like, oh, this will just be my birthday.
But he's doing 50-50, so somebody else is DJing in between.
But he gets
stuff,
a drink,
think,
he
so.
Gets a drink free all night, right?
Probably.
Because he does when he DJs, and I went, yes, because usually when it's someone's birthday, you buy them drinks. Like,
yeah,
I don't need to buy him any drinks.
I'm sure Elliot has that
Happy
covered.
Birthday, Craig.
From all of us.
You can birthday get him high.
Yeah, sure. We can do that. So I've been catching up with all the girls because I've been on the go all summer. I haven't seen these guys in like a month. And I've missed them. And crazy things have happened. So which story do we want to talk about first? I guess the only one we haven't talked about yet.
Start with the big news?
Yeah.
That I don't even know yet,
no,
right?
No.
Good lord.
Okay, so I want Katie to mostly tell this story, but even if I start interjecting things, you continue to tell the story, but I'll add things to make sure that she's getting the whole story correct. Well, sometimes you might want to try and tell it on your own side.
So, when the last time we recorded, between now, it had been a long stretch of not getting laid.
Yeah.
And that was hard, because, like...
For Katie, who's a giant slut.
That was, like, 3 months. And so the whole time...
It has been a year and 2 months for me.
Oh, man.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Cobwebs up in there.
Well, yeah, basically. No, I take care of it, but...
Regular maintenance.
I was having a really hard time in that last month, so... You didn't miss much over that little small break, but I need to catch you up on a little bit of something that happened.
Oh, my God.
So, it was the long weekend the other day, and we were...
The August long weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, a few of us, I was talking with Jennifer because I really wanted to do, like, a cottage weekend away. I thought it would be really fun, and my uncle has a cottage, and I was like, we could go, it's an island, and we could go camping on the island, and my parents would be there, and it would be kind of cute. And then my uncle was like, no fucking way. You can't come to the cottage. And I was like, what the fuck? And he's like, I don't give a shit about your friends. You can't come.
Your uncle said that?
Well, in lesser words. He was like, if you have a friend, you can bring a friend. And I'm like, unfortunately...
Would he ever let the two of us go?
No, because I can only have one person. And I said, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, my friend Jennifer comes with this horrible person named Picard. So then we need to bring somebody else. And that would be Keith. And that makes four. So can we bring four people? And they're like, no. So I was like, okay, fine. And my uncle's just had a bad year. Like, there was flooding at the island. He lost his boat. So maybe in a year or two, we can go up. Anyway, so we were thinking about other ideas, maybe going camping or something. And then we decided to go up to Jen's parents' place in Collingwood, because it's kind of like cottage country area. Get out of the city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there was, like, enough beds, and we all kind of, like... just chilled at her parents' house. And let's say, like, Jen's parents are pretty wicked. Like, Jen's not
like
too...
how so?
They're just cool.
Yeah, they just don't care. Like, they do whatever themselves. They don't care what you're doing. Like,
but they were,
they've never been parents that are, like... I never had a curfew. I never had, like, really any rules. I just kind of... They were there parenting me, but it wasn't like, you can do this or that. If I did something, like, too wrong, then they'd be like...
What would be too wrong?
I don't know, really, I never got in trouble that much. Mm. They would get mad if I'd get, like, ridiculously drunk. Like, I flooded the bathroom downstairs once because I was so drunk and I didn't shut the shower door all the way. And when I'm drunk, I like to just lay in the bath or lay in the shower on, whatever. So I was laying in the shower for, like, 3 hours. And the water was just, like, pouring out of the crack because I didn't have it shut all the way. So it was just, like, the water was hitting that thing and just going, like, out.
It was just a stand-up shower?
Yeah, yeah. So the water was, like, hitting it and just going completely out. So, like, when things like that happened or I'd, like, get home and I rolled, like, under my ex-husband's car one day and he just went back into my parents' house. And then my dad was like, where's
Jen? You were under his car?
Well, he picked me up at work because I'd thrown up on the bar at work after my shift.
There's lots of more stories about what Jen did at work. Anyways, we'll go to that later.
Okay.
And so I had been, like, so drunk at work. My ex-husband came and picked me up, and then he we were both going to my parents' house. And then I got out of the car and just, like, rolled under the car in the driveway. And so Matt went in the house. My dad's like, where's Jen? And he's like, oh, she's laying under the car. So my dad was, like, pretty mad when that happened, mm-hmm. too. So things like that. Mostly it's just been, like, drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you get belligerent, they're okay.
Yeah, like, you don't have rules, but don't be ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah, but they were pretty chill. Like, your mom, I liked your mom. She was, like...
Everybody likes my mom.
Because also I have a really strong addiction to playing cards, and anyone that plays cards with me, like... to win me over. Yeah. So, we played cards with Jen's parents.
Did she play euchre with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we played euchre. We played marbles.
Katie's been asking me to play euchre since I met her 10 years ago.
So, like, Jen, I'll go and hang out with Jen's mom in Collingwood, like, any day. Hey. She'll play cards with me. And then, also...
Can we go back again sometime?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Nice. You have to go back.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, so Jen's mom is awesome.
So yeah, so it was kind of fun. Like, the first night we just kind of hung out and, like, sat on their porch. And I was really interested in ghost stories. So Jen's mom told me all these ghost stories about how their house was haunted. And I really got into it the whole time. And, like, I didn't hear any ghosts. And because I have this app where you can record sounds. And I totally forgot to do it the whole time. So we have to go back so that I can record night sounds. Anyway. So,
well, even your recording from... John's mom's place was kind of fun to listen back to.
And oh, I would love to do that. Should I play? I have a random thing that I did yesterday that I wanted to play for you.
We can, okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Get it. We'll listen to it. But did you not, you said you didn't hear anything, but, like, if I hear anything, I get paranoid, and then I will hear it regardless. You don't make it up.
Oh, I did. I was, like, the next morning, the first night I sat there, I thought someone was pushing on me. Someone was pushing on me in the middle of the night. Yeah. And I'm like, it was either a ghost or Keith. I don't know what it was. I was telling your mom that, and she was like, I don't know. I've never heard about anyone being pushed. I'm like, okay, I dreamt it, okay? Fine.
It was Keith. Were you sleeping with Keith?
No, he was in the same room, but in the other side.
My old bedroom has, like, a separation partway through it.
But so it's, like, kind of the same room.
So it's two rooms, but there's, like, a hallway that connects them, like, not a door.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So it's, like, on either side.
A bit of space, yeah.
So I could see him waking me up and, like, just pushing him.
Yeah.
But then, like, I didn't know what time it was because there's no windows up there. So one morning... Like, I didn't know what time it was, and I thought it was, like, really late in the night, and I wouldn't go pee because, like, all the ghosts are supposed to be downstairs around the bathroom by the stairs. So.
Holy shit, I wouldn't go pee either.
Well, they sit on the top of the stairs.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And in my brother's room, which is right across from the bathroom.
That's terrible.
So I wouldn't go down to pee, and then I was sitting there sleeping, and then all of a sudden I hear all these, like, giggles. Because, like, the kids giggly.
Oh, yeah, my mom was telling a story about kids laughing and stuff and teasing my brother and me and stuff.
The ghosts.
But that's true, though. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the story my mom tells. And apparently I saw these things and stuff. I was a kid, so I don't remember that stuff. But.
So I was, like, sitting upstairs, sleeping, lying in bed, and all of a sudden I hear all these kids laughing. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And I flipped out and I ran downstairs. And it was, like, 11 o'clock, and your sister was there with her boyfriend's
son.
Kid, and I was like, fuck! So flipped out! And, like, I was, like, having panic attacks.
Did you, like, run in, like, crazy in front of them?
I was just like, what is that? What is happening down there? There's actually children making noises. I thought I was in
the there had been project. No kids in my house before this.
Yeah, like, there was no kids there the night before. I was, like, having a panic attack. Anyway, so... That's Jen's parents. It was a lot of fun. But the one thing that we're kind of hinting at that really I haven't gone into yet is that Jen has a younger brother.
Oh my God! You slept with her brother.
He's 20 years old.
And he also has, like, this cute little stash.
It's a curled mustache.
Oh, I love that.
And so I would describe him as like trashy hipster.
That sounds great.
So he has like the first night.
Does he live there?
Yeah, yeah. My parents here.
Oh my god, I'll get
it. So you slept with him in the ghost room?
I'm not telling you yet. Stop assuming things. The ghost story is just part of what I enjoyed about Jen's house. But yeah, like the first night he came in, he wore like this Canadian shirt the whole time. I'm sure he probably got it of like a case of beer.
It probably is, because they wear it as their like team outfit. It was Canadian, Molson Canadian, I think, or something. And it's like a red sleeveless t-shirt kind of one, so it's like the full thing.
Yeah.
And it's their beer pong outfit.
Yeah, so he was playing beer pong the first night, and I was like, oh my god, that kid is so cute. Too bad he's like 20 years old. And so, whatever, like, we didn't really talk to him the first night, but the second night, like, well, he came.
He did come over.
He came back afterwards.
He was at my sister's house.
And we went, like, went to this park, and we went swinging, and, like, a bunch of us, like, we're all there in the park and stuff. And it was fun, and, like, we were talking and whatever. And then the next night, like, he went to work at the Crystal Buffet,
He's a bartender / delivery guy / server.
Wow. So his uniform is kind of like this, like, weird...
Chef's coat, like, Chinese silver suit thing.
And so we had just gone to get, like, I was eating an ice cream, and he came in with, like, this, like, ridiculous outfit on. And, oh my god, it was hilarious. And so we were doing random things when we got, like, that picture that I took of us in the jail. I don't know if you saw that on Instagram.
No.
So we got locked in this jail.
Oh my god! He's all right.
I didn't know he's on Instagram. Must follow. So, yeah, so then he ended up hanging out with us the second night, and he played marbles with us and his mom. And so him and his mom was helping me and him cheat, and Jen was getting so pissed about it.
Yeah, I was.
Because, like, she was helping me cheat with
him
and Anthony.
That.
Yeah, like, play fair.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm still learning. I only learned, like, that day.
Yeah, but you were good enough. You didn't have
to. I'm on Team Jen this time.
So, anyway, so we all got ridiculously drunk that night. We were at the house playing stuff, and then Anthony was getting ridiculously hammered. I think he drank, like, a 26er.
He had this bottle of Grey Goose in the freezer, and he had, like, this much... It was a 26er. He had, like, this much out of it when we got home, and when I texted him, he was like, oh, yeah, I just made myself a Caesar. So then when we get home, he starts making himself another one that's, like, half vodka. The next one, half vodka. The third one, like, what was it? 3/4 vodka, because he poured the rest of the bottle in it.
You were being a mom with him, like, oh, Anthony, that's way too much.
It's ridiculous. So a glass of vodka.
So he just showed you up.
So he basically had, like, 4 drinks and completed a 26er.
Drinking more each time.
Wow.
So he was fine, though.
He's 20 years old, though. How much did you drink when you were 20?
Like, not even a 26er in 4 drinks.
I drank a lot.
Not a 26er, but I wasn't a man. But I drank I used to do shots of whiskey before I would go out to the bar, and I'd do a Mickey of shots before I'd go out to the bar.
Yeah.
So there's that element that I'm going to give that to him. Anyway, so he was really drunk, so we decided to go to the Casbah, this bar. Or whatever.
That's a better description.
Of the shirt?
Yeah, that's their team.
He's the short one in the red shirt. That other guy is quite the, like,
belly?
Lumberjack type.
That's my sister's boyfriend. Was that the night?
Who's the little one?
No. Which one?
Who's the little guy?
Probably my sister's boyfriend's brother. He's friends with my brother. They just live down the street from my parents'
garage. That's cute. That looks fun.
So, like... He was just, like, hitting on me the whole time. Like, I wasn't pursuing anything. Like, he just kept hitting on me.
Would you say that, too?
Yeah. You were flirting back. Like, you were both, like, from the beginning, making, like, eyes at each other, talking, and, like, nee, 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 like, whatever. So you were both doing things like that.
Whatever. He was cute.
That's fair. Yeah, I just wanted to clarify.
And so he went to get a pita to eat before we went
to
the bar.
Which was so weird and so gross. And I totally blanked that out of my memory because it was so gross.
Like the way he was eating it?
He ate it, like, in his hands, like,
because
really
it was falling apart. And he had just drank this booze. And he needed to eat something. So I was fine with it. Just eat whatever you want
to
eat. Don't throw up.
Not to mention, I have to admit that he was wearing skinny jeans when we went to the bar.
Oh, was he? Yeah. I didn't know. yeah, so then in the bar we were watching this band play.
Yeah.
And had,
so
like,
when we first got to the bar, my side point is that we were walking up to the bar and like he just like intensely grabs me and just,
Wait. Which bar are you talking about? You should at least say first when we went to the first Moguls to show them the shittiest bar in Collingwood where all the super trash hangs out. But of course it was like a holiday weekend when nobody was in town, so everyone was dead.
But everyone knew who he was.
He walks in and he had his pants pulled down because he has like a tattoo and he
which
was
says
cheeky. And so he was walking like with his pants down and the DJ's like,
My brother's name. Chandler Bing! Chandler Bing! Pulled your ass away! Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, so he was...
So, like, everyone knew who he
was. Yeah, he's everyone walking in the door, hey, what's up?
And he's like, I banged that chick behind the bar. I don't know if he was, like, actually truthful, but whatever.
Know.
Hilarious. But it was just funny, in my opinion. The whole thing was just, like, so unbelievably ironic.
Yeah.
And just, I don't even know if it's ironic, but it was just weird.
Yeah.
And
it's kind a small of, town, shitty bar.
Yeah, but even the fact that he was Jennifer's brother and how he was acting and the way, like, he was flirting with me was just, like,
okay, so I
want to
hear about the bar, because I didn't know when he swung you around or whatever. What happened
So when
with this?
We went to the Casbah...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, by the way, when we got the pita, that's what I was saying. Then Katie asked, like, permission at that time.
Oh, my God, wait. So what did you actually say to her?
Well, I just said, I'm like, would it be weird if I actually hooked up with your brother?
Yeah, like, well, she was just like, oh, my God, I don't know what's going on and stuff. I'm like, I don't care if you bang him, like, or do whatever. Like, it makes no
sense.
And
I also wanted her opinion because I really like somebody right now, and I didn't know if I wanted to do it because of that.
Right.
So I was just like,
yeah,
let me know, like, if that's weird.
But you had you weren't on your dry spell anymore because you'd banged this other person, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You're just missing being a slut.
Well,
and it was something fun to
do. It was a funny story. I did it for the podcast and to.
What a trooper!
And two, it was easy. I didn't really need to, like, try hard. It just kind of, like, happened.
Yeah.
Well, with those...
And it was awesome.
Eyelashes.
Oh, my God. We'll get to that.
Whoa.
So we went to the Casbah, and so I hadn't kissed him yet or anything happened. We were just, like, flirting.
I think
and, like,
you were holding hands on the way walking.
He kept grabbing my hand. I'm like, what are you doing? Because I'm like, this is so weird. Everyone's in front of us. I'm holding Jennifer's brother's hand. Like, it's just...
At least you weren't in front of them.
Yeah, well, they were...
Well, anytime we would look back, they'd be like,
because I didn't know what to do. I was just like, this is so weird. And so, like, we went into the Casbah, and then, like, we went out to get drinks, and then he, like, pulled me around, like, in this, like, suave move, and just, like, pushed me down and just, like, started making out with me.
That was, like, just how he made his move?
Yeah.
That's
it was so hot, because it was just, like, just forcing me to, like, just make out with him.
Yeah.
And it was just, like... We were going to anyway, but the way
he's like, fuck it.
He's like, I'm taking
it
now.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
That's cool.
And like,
oh,
are you proud?
That brother, yeah. I love
it. He has his moves, so. It was just like kind of cool because a lot of the guys I've been dating lately, it's just like they're not like. They just don't go for
it.
And, like, he was just like, I don't give a shit. She's here for the night. And then he just,
he's 20. He's
whipped
like,
me around.
Right,
yeah, he knows he's got... He knows he's cute, so he doesn't care. And he just, like, whipped me around and started making out with me. And it just, like, took me by surprise. And, like, saw Keith in the background. And I, like, flipped out. And was like, oh, my God, what am I doing? Like,
was Keith watching you?
No, he didn't give two shits.
No, he was busy
but
with
it was
band.
Just like, I was just like... No, but this is when we were getting drinks.
Oh,
when we
right,
first
right.
got there, we didn't even get a table yet. And I just felt weird by it because this was the first time I had kissed him. And, like, everyone knew something was happening or about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just, like, embarrassed. Like, I just didn't know what to think.
Yeah.
It's just, like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just everyone's there. It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, there's that. And then, so then we all got drinks and we all sat down. And then it was weird because Anthony was sitting on the other side of the table.
Yeah,
and then,
I
like,
wanted to switch things around and John wouldn't let anybody trade places.
Oh my God.
Really?
I wanted to so that you guys, I wanted Keith to move
Keith was
somewhere.
Sitting in between us.
Yeah. It was Katie and Keith on tall chairs and then my brother on a short chair at
and
the
he's
end.
Like really, yeah.
And then me and John on tall chairs because it was
so
like
weird.
A bar table but we had to pull another chair over.
And it was a short chair.
John's such an ass sometimes. But anyway, but it was just weird. So then I went up to go to the bathroom, and then when I got back, Keith moved. Because, like, Keith knew, like...
Yeah.
And then, like, Anthony kept, like, grabbing me from, like, under the table.
Yeah, and she was wearing that same dress.
Yeah, and, so, and also the dress is, like, we realized that night that it's called...
Yeah!
It's called Tramp.
Your dress is called Tramp? Yeah, take a photo. And then text it to me. Where's it from?
I don't know. The Tramps don't...
Oh, God. So what happened?
So he was, like, putting his hand under my skirt the whole time at the bar. And the thing about that table is it was high, and the band was sitting, like, was playing right there.
Did you notice it?
Oh, yeah. Everyone knew what was going on. Because she's sitting like this.
And then my
table, the end of the table ends here, and my brother's on a chair down here. And so you see his hand keep being, like...
And I'm like, get out of there! Like, we're in the middle of the bar!
But in the as he's doing that, he keeps giving her these big wings.
Like, he was his, so like, hammered.
With his, he has really thick, like, long eyelashes. Oh, so all I could see is him being like, it's like Snuffleupagus blinking. It was so ridiculous. Like, and I'm just like, okay, enough, Anthony. And then, like, he's still just like, every 2 seconds I see him, like, look to Katie.
This is so weird.
And even she was like kind of yeah, because you know how he has like those fake eyes that are like,
and it's really slow. It takes a long time for him to get back up.
And then he has huge eyebrows, and he kept raising the eyebrows at the same time. And I kept being like,
"You're like, I got it, man. I know what's going on. Here.
I know where your hand is. Stop doing that." That's what I kept saying. Like, what? Stop it.
If my hand near your vag wasn't sign enough, maybe if I wink at you and raise my eyebrows.
8,000 times.
And then by the end of it, like, I was just waiting for this band to end, because I'm
and
like...
And she kept checking Keith's drink. She's...
Like, I mean, like, his hand was, like, whatever. He was, like, good to go. It was
How
weird.
Close was he? Was it, like...
He... Well, I kept pushing him away, because I was just like, the band could see everything. The band is trying to play.
The bassist is looking over me and like, yeah.
You can see his hand, like, up my skirt, and I'm like, well, what am I gonna do? Like,
wait, that didn't answer my question. Was he, like, touching your vag? Like, was it close enough?
He tried to, but I kept moving it every time. Like, he was touching my underwear, and I kept being like, okay, well, that's getting close enough.
Yeah. That's pretty hot, though.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was fun. So, what? So yeah, I was just, like, getting ready to leave, because I just felt weird about the whole situation, and I was like, we're not really having any conversation, like, whatever, let's just go make out. So, we ended up walking back, which was fun, and we kept
just you two?
Out.
No, we all walked back, but halfway there, I'm like, I realized I left my credit card at the bar, so then I was like, okay, well, you guys go home and go in the house, and then Keith, John, and I will drive back to the bar to get my card, and we went and got McDonald's and stuff, and left them to themselves.
Nice.
So then we ended up fooling around on Jen's parents' couch.
Oh my God, why didn't you just go to his room?
I don't know. His room is right beside his parents' house. Like, you always go downstairs when you're, I don't know, like, to make the less amount of noise.
I didn't know
noise.
Where in the house it was,
I don't know. So, it was kind of funny because we were, like, seriously getting into it, and then Jen had to walk through the front door in order to get, like, let the guys in at the back. And so she walked in, and then me and him just, like, totally jumped up, like, our mom had walked into the room and caught us, like, fooling around.
But had you, wait, were you banging at this point, or was it just...
We had stopped doing whatever we were doing.
Yeah.
And then we were just, like, talking, but we weren't completely clothed at that time.
So did you guys, like, what, like, I don't know.
I'm not telling you all the details.
I don't know.
Pretty much, but, like, yeah.
So was that your last night there?
Yeah, because then we went to Owen Sound, which was really weird.
Why was Owen Sound weird?
Well, we can talk when Jen gets back, but...
Okay.
But yeah, I ended up going back into his bed later that night and feeling like
doing
making out and stuff. But then he was like,
she
so
just doesn't want to tell all the details because she doesn't want me to know them.
Well, there's that too.
That's fun though.
No, it was so much fun.
Like, it was really fun.
Yeah,
it was a good weekend too. Like,
yeah,
going to the park that night, I had so much fun. people in the apartment, like, yelled from to us, like,
yeah, we got yelled at.
Trying to sleep.
I love when that happens in a small town.
I just think it was cool, too, because, like, despite everything that happened and how crabby we were sometimes, like, I feel like we got a little closer and got to, like, know people more. Like, I didn't know where you were from or know your parents or anything, or even John's background.
Yeah.
Like, I knew a little bit about John's brother, but I didn't know that much. And, like, it definitely shapes
so much.
It definitely shapes people, you know, when you see kind of the perceptions of how people are the way they are. And it was definitely insightful in that way. So,
I
had a lot of fun.
You can see when people grow up a certain way, like, oh, so that's why she's like that, or that's why he does that, or whatever.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And then, we did lots of side stuff.
So there's been two people?
What?
Since your dry spell?
Yes.
Not bad.
Thank you.
So what do you have to tell us about? Now, what's your story?
I don't have
Who'd you bang?
No.
Did you do anything like makeouts, fool around?
I don't touch anyone's leg?
No. No.
Hold hands?
Did you think about touching their leg?
Did you look at someone slyly?
Mm-mm.
Not even...
No,
so
I really don't
want to have sex with anyone?
I don't give a fuck. I just want to be by myself. I'm fine with that. I did download Tinder. Do you know what Tinder is?
No, is it like some sort
I've
of grind
heard
or
it
something?
Well, Tinder is it's an app that uses Facebook, so you use your Facebook to log in, and it's really, really simplified. So it shows you their photo, and you can swipe through to see the rest, but you see like their most recent three Facebook photos, and then it will say if you have any shared interests and any shared friends. So that's really interesting. And then it gives you two options. Well, three. One, click info so that you can see maybe, like, their one line about me. And then there's a heart and an X. Or a right swipe, left swipe. And if you're interested, you hit heart. And on OkCupid, if you do that, that person gets an email. And it says, so-and-so is checking you out or likes you.
Yeah.
But this, it won't tell you the other person has liked you unless you like them too.
It's like the rating thing.
They do that on OkCupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not...
That's for the rating, I think. If you rate something
or
five.
They do it on
like
here,
that.
Too.
Yeah, but on OkCupid, I get emails all the time that says so-and-so likes you.
You only do it if you swipe them.
Yeah, I know. They've got an app like it, too, but they have multiple features. So, yes, it's very similar to that.
So, when I go into locals...
Mm-hmm. It's only a locals
thing. It's
left
or right. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's very much like this.
Like, no.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Exactly. We get it. It's exactly like that, yeah. So, anyway, but Tinder is, like, that's purely what it does. Katie!
Kate. Distractions.
Anyway, so... and then it'll send you a thing to say if you match. So, I was talking to, like, 10 people, and then I got bored with it.
Do they have to have this app as well? Is that
it's only done on the app.
So what happened with Friend of a Friend?
I just haven't done it yet. I have to fill out, and just for some background, even for you, Jen, I don't know if you know, this girl, her name is Sophie, she used to write, like, a dating blog, and she got really well known for it, and it was semi-anonymous. And she became, like, a sex columnist for a lot of different newspapers, because she's a good writer, and she's really... Like, she knows her stuff. So, she started a matchmaking company.
Oh, yeah. This is one you've talked about before, right?
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
So, I was saying my friend Josh and his girlfriend Trish bought me a package for my birthday. And so, you have to fill out this questionnaire. It's kind of like those things you used to fill out when you were a teen. And it's like a lot of questions about yourself and what you're looking for and whatever. And it makes you really think, because it was questions like... Do you have a preference on religion? And I'm sitting there, and I was like, if I was filling out my OkCupid profile, I would say no.
But
I'm
here,
like,
you'd want
but
to.
But here, like, I might want to actually, like, maybe I don't want to date a Muslim, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I don't think that's anything bad, I just think
it's... No, it's
so
just, it's what
will probably
work.
It's
a values
work.
Thing. And,
it's a values thing, yeah, absolutely. So, I want to do it right, so I started to do it, and I really need to sit down and finish it, so I'm going to, like, make a goal to finish it this weekend, because once you do that, what Sophie does is... makes an appointment with you to just, like, talk before she starts to do the matchmaking. But she did send me an email when she sent me the application and said, by the way, do you know somebody named...
Chandler.
And I didn't know the last name. And obviously, I tried to find out who it was. I was, like, on Facebook. I'm like...
Chandler.
Any mutual friends. I tried to find it on her page. And she's obviously been smart about it and made that private so that people can't just sideswipe her business.
Yeah.
Which I wouldn't do anyway. But I'm like, so she clearly has someone in mind because she knows me well enough. So that she doesn't really need me to do the survey.
Hmm.
But I'm excited. It'll be fun to see. Who knows?
Something well, yeah, because I want you to do it. Go on some dates.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't... It hasn't been that long since I've gone on a date. I've done a lot of dating. It's just, you know, it doesn't work out. I was talking to one guy from Tinder for quite a while, and he was such a sweetheart. Like, he was so actually interested and asked a lot of questions, and anytime, like, I generally try to be a positive person, and he was just like, wow, you're so positive. Are you always like this? And he was just, like, so kind, and we talked a lot, and I was looking at him, and I was like, I know you from somewhere. And he goes, yeah, I've seen you on OkCupid. I was just too nervous to say anything. And then I found him on OkCupid, and I knew why I never sent him a message. It's because he's 5'6".
Oh.
And I'm like, fuck. And we've been talking for 3 days very consistently.
How tall are you?
5'8". It's the thing is,
I can't do.
You're not
I
a could, tall girl, so you don't know.
Neither am I, though. You, I'm 5'2", like, and I would never date anyone, even 5'6". I wouldn't go that short.
Yeah, I mean,
5'10" is pushing it.
It's a preference thing. For me, I just would rather someone be my height or taller.
Yeah.
Because it's weird. If you're dating someone that's shorter than you, it's weird. And, like, you're lucky, like, short girls, because you've never had to look down at a guy.
I went on a date with a midget.
Are
from
you
OkCupid.
Siri? You told
what?
Me about that, I think. Yeah. Like, how did you not know he was a midget?
Honestly, his pictures were like MySpace pictures.
How tall did he say he was?
He said 5'3".
Oh my god.
And that was that. I was like, well, he's an inch taller than me. And this was when I very first was on OkCupid, and I was like, okay,
right,
I'm gonna
after
go.
Your husband?
No, this was maybe like 6 months after I moved
to Toronto.
When was this? Well, anyway, yeah, it was when I first moved to Toronto. So I wanted to, like, go out and meet people, and I was just making myself do it. So I was like, well, at least he's not shorter than me.
Yeah.
So I go and on this date, and he's, like, up to my elbow.
That's crazy.
I was just, like, I was even so embarrassed to be walking around with him,
and
everything.
That's the thing. Guys lie about that, too, consistently.
Mm-hmm.
So if this guy says he's 5'6", he's probably 5'4".
Yep.
Which is devastating for me. Because someone 5'4 against
me... Yeah, 4 inches?
Is like a lot. Like, it looks terrible.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but... And then I... But we kind of just drifted off.
Well, speaking of OkCupid, remember when I went on that really horrible date with that guy?
No.
No, which one?
So his name was Ian, and he kept texting me a lot.
Yeah, I do remember.
So basically...
Oh, wait, the one we talked about on an unreleased episode? Like...
Maybe.
The guy who was insane.
Yeah.
Who kept texting you being like, oh, it's too bad. And we told you to tell him you were seen.
So
yeah.
If you want to show the old episode. But
maybe I'll put that clip in.
He texted me again.
Like out of nowhere?
Yeah, like a month and a half after. Just saying, hey, Katie, it's your friend from the beer station. Just checking in, Ian.
What's the beer station?
Which is where we went, Matt.
Mm.
Just want to make sure you're still happy. And then, like, 6 hours later, I didn't respond. And he's like, please respond so I know that you've read it.
Oh my god, this guy is crazy.
Isn't that so weird? Please respond so I know that you've read it.
Obviously I've read it, crazy.
That is, he's insane.
Because I always feel like I'm crazy, but like I would never, ever, 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 ever do that.
No, he is major crazy.
And that's when like I went on a date with him 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Like, I was trying in my dry spell, I didn't know what to do, I just, like, I had to go on dates, and this guy was crazy, and then I just stopped, I was like, this isn't even worth trying.
Oh my god, that's scary.
It is, because I was sitting at work, I got it at work, and I was like, oh! He's, like, staring at me, I swear, because he's the security guard, so I feel like he can see into my, like, my work security, he knows where I am, he knew I read it. That's why he wrote me and said, like, respond, so that
he hacked into the phone system.
Maybe. What do they have access to? What are the government control?
Maybe.
Who knows?
But is he
maybe he's listening right now.
Maybe.
Oh,
even
can we talk
moment.
About that?
What?
If somebody were to listen to a podcast and write a letter to anyone.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
What?
Holy shit. I feel like such
you can
a dick
cut whatever
about
out,
it.
But.
So, on the very first episode, the guy who I went on a date with in Newfoundland, and then I didn't talk about it until the end of the episode when Keith was asking me about it. So I get, like, when I decided to block the guy on Twitter, so I was like, you know what? This guy is into me, and he's a nice guy, and he's not following a lot of people on Twitter, so if I tweet about it, he'll probably see it. I decided to block him. Because people don't know you've blocked them on Twitter unless they specifically go to your account.
There's they even if you have what's it called? Untweet, whatever it is.
Yeah, but this guy's not a social media guy whatsoever, so he'd only know by actually going to my account, which he clearly did. Because then I got a Facebook message from him, even though we're not Facebook friends. He could have texted me, because we have each other's number, but he Facebook messaged me and was like, hey, you know, I totally, he was so nice to you, this is why I feel like such an asshole. He's like, I get it, I guess I can kind of see why, maybe, like, you didn't tell me to follow you, I kind of just did it, but, like, why did you block me, what did I do? And then, I guess he just kept sleuthing, because a month later, I get that email to toobigforabutthole@gmail.com. So I was like, fuck no.
Yeah.
So after me not responding, and my coworkers were like, just respond to the guy and be honest. And I just never got around to it.
And then
you haven't told him?
But no. Then after a while, it's hard to respond.
Exactly.
If you don't do it in time, then it's like, okay, well now I just have to completely ignore it.
So caveat, Steve, if you are listening, honestly, like, you're a good dude. I feel like a dick. And the whole purpose of this podcast is for us to talk about shit like that. Like, I wasn't trying to be mean to the guy or, like, expect that he'd find it, and I honestly feel so bad about it. But anyway, so then...
I mean, Anthony, if you hear this, I'm really sorry about your eyelashes.
No, that sounds great. So, but then a month after not responding about blocking him, he had found the episode, listened to it, and sent this long email being like... And being sad, it was just, I don't understand, what did I do? I mean, yeah, I really like you, what's not to like?
I know.
And it was so...
But making fun of me for not knowing my way around.
Yeah, I understand if you weren't interested in me, but, like, making fun of me for not knowing the city, and, like, that's not very nice, and it broke my heart, and I meant to respond and just be honest and say, dude, this is just, like, girls talking, like, this is how girls... The podcast is us talking as we would if we weren't being recorded.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't, like, broadcast this to the world. I wouldn't put it on Facebook and be like, oh, this guy's so into me. Like, that's not the point. Which is why I blocked him. I didn't want him to find it.
And well, really, it is your own fault. If you go sticking your nose in places they don't belong, you're going to get cut off.
Totally, yeah. Like, he obviously was either, like, interested enough or curious enough that for months after our one date... He kept sleuthing me
out. Yeah, obviously if he emails you a month later, he's still thinking about it.
I know, and I felt so bad. But, you know, such is life. And I'm really a nice girl.
So you say.
I don't know about that.
God. Yeah, that was a little bit devastating. My one coworker was like, Rayan, email him. So what I did was I went to that email address, forwarded it to my Gmail so I could respond to him. And then I didn't. And now it's been a million months, so...
That's the thing, too. I'll keep emails, like, I won't delete them or move them,
yeah.
So that every time I open it, I see them. But then I have so many that I'm supposed to keep seeing that the other ones get, like, down to the bottom.
I have 32,000 unread emails in my Gmail, so that thing's never coming back again. It's a lot of spam and stuff that, or, like, stuff from LinkedIn groups that just, I can't control.
So I've been recording my sleep. Because I'm trying to find out if there's any ghosts, but I don't think there's any ghosts here.
Man, but I wouldn't want to do that, because if there are ghosts where I'm sleeping, I don't want to know about them.
There isn't any ghosts, there's just a lot of streetcars. But
that I'm aware of. But I mean, for me, if I knew a ghost was in my apartment, I'd have to move.
Mm-hmm. I made this really funny sound the other night. Here it is.
Are you laughing in your sleep?
I'll play it again. It's really weird.
It kind of sounds like someone's like fooling around with you.
Yeah, maybe you're like,
but it's
deadening yourself
in
your sleep.
Yeah.
It's 1:30 in the morning and I went to sleep at 11:40.
Jesus. I've never gone to sleep before midnight.
So
yeah, that sounds like you're fingering yourself.
I don't think you could be laughing, though. You know,
or you
like,
could be giggling,
a dream laugh, like,
yeah.
Into your pillow.
So I recorded me and the other boy last night, but there wasn't any funny sounds. There was one funny sound, but I won't play it.
You recorded while you were banging?
No, I recorded, like, us going, like, sleeping.
Oh. Did he know?
What was the funny
No.
thing?
So on the app, like, you, it's just a straight line if it's quiet, but it'll let you know when there's moments of activity.
And you can't hear every single hour. It's only really when there's sound.
Oh, I see.
So there's, like, one point where I'm just, like, laughing in the middle of the night.
I talk a lot in my sleep, and audibly.
Well, that's why I would like to know, like, if I'm a snorer, like, I feel like...
See, I really want to do that because I would love to hear myself, but now I'm fucking afraid what I can hear. Those.
So they have this other app, which is kind of what I want to talk about, is it's sex app.
Okay.
So it's on iPhone, it's called, like, Spreadsheets. So you guys should download it.
To keep track?
So it records sound, but it doesn't, like, let you play it back. It records it sound, and it, like,
won't... Snapchat for audio?
Well, it'll measure, like, the length of your session, like, the how long the sound goes on for, like, how loud you are and how quiet... versus how quiet you are, and then it will, give you... and then it will tell, like, so...
She's not buying it.
Yeah, I feel like...
Who the fuck cares?
Well, you should try it out.
What's it called? Spreadsheets. That's funny.
Because I don't have... You can't download it for Android, so I can't try it out, or else I would.
Oh, something not for Android?
Shush. But, Rayanne, you should try it out, too.
Oh, yeah, because I'm having a whole lot of sex.
You should try
it. We can compare ours.
You should try it for your solo session.
I was going to say, can I measure it for my masturbation?
Yeah, so, like, how long your masturbation usually takes.
And you maybe have to do it with all sounds and everything, too, so that we can see.
I need to buy a dildo is what I need to buy.
How do you not own one? Oh, my God, can we use... I'll go shopping with you.
I would like to do that. Yeah, but, like, you haven't had periods of singleness.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Like, I have one right now, and it's not the greatest. Like, if you really want one, like, if you really want one, my recommendation is to invest.
Yeah. How much would we be talking?
Well, I think this is what I was talking about. I couldn't remember, but it was brought up the other day about how my dad found the receipt for my dildo. I can't really remember what happened, but I did order my first one online.
Yeah.
And it was in Ottawa. It wasn't in Toronto. And you go and pick it up from, like, the mailbox, and it has, like, discreet packaging.
Yeah.
So I had...
What does it say on the credit card bill?
I have no idea. But my dad definitely
saw something.
They usually
do all that stuff to be, nothing to show.
So I bought, like, the dolphin one. That's what I had for long.
How much was it?
It was, like, $80. And I remember it was a huge deal when I was a student. Mm-hmm. I'm still paying that off on my student line of credit.
You're still paying off $80 from 6 years ago?
My dildo. My dildo fund. So I used that one till it was broken. It was, like, so good. But now I have this really crappy one because I went and bought one. I was like, I don't really want to spend
it. Where did you buy it?
Just went to the sex shop. It's
like
not
Come As You Are?
Yeah. No, like the one Stuction or whatever. The one that's on
Young,
yeah.
Young and Wellesley area.
So
across from the East.
But like do it online. You can get like it's cheaper and then you don't have to feel uncomfortable going to the store. Or we can go in the store and check stuff out. Like,
I wouldn't care. I don't care about going to a store, just not by myself.
Yeah.
Same thing, I didn't want to buy a grinder by myself, which isn't even that bad, but, like, going
to buy a dildo. But when you don't know what you're doing, and you're, like, looking around, and instead of, like, it's not something you want to be like, hi, I'm a total noob, tell me about a dildo or a grinder.
Like,
but
the one thing that I have above a lot of people is confidence, and that I just don't give a fuck. And in situations like that, I don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, you feel uncomfortable, and, like, when I went in to buy papers, I felt like an idiot. And he's like, yeah, we got a lot of those, and I was like, okay, talk me through this.
Really?
I didn't say a word for it. He was nice, though. He like, explained, like, are you looking for this? Are you looking for this? And gave me some options, so.
Yeah, but definitely get one that's, like, has the little...
The clit.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes
that
difference.
That one I'm aware of.
But, yeah, mine right now doesn't have it. It's not good.
Yeah.
But if we should go shopping and go...
Yeah, we'll do that, like, in September.
Yeah, because I went with Terry once, and it was fun.
To buy one for you, or she needed one?
No, we just went to Seduction. I think we were looking for Halloween costumes.
That's the thing. Like, so many people go for, like, jokes or whatever. I'm like, I, like, just want to deal with stuff.
Well, they have some cute outfits.
I saw on, like, Reddit or something, it was saying if you have to buy, I think it was that stupid advice duck, but... he said if you have to buy something embarrassing and it's like at a store where you can buy a birthday card or something with it, like
buy a card with it
and then you can like play it off like it's a joke or something.
That's
I thought that was a good idea. If you had to go to shops, you're buying like disposable enemas and like 8 bottles of douche and
that's
just like,
it's a bachelorette gift or something. Yeah.
That's
brilliant.
I know, I thought that was really good. I'm like, I'm keeping that in my mind. Yeah. Buy a card with it and then
for all the random shit you're purchasing.
This idiot, he's gonna get an enema.
That's so smart. I would have.
And then you can always use a birthday card just at home anyway.
Exactly.
Like, you know, it's not like it's like, throw it out.
Exactly. Yeah. I know, even, because, like, because I haven't had a lot of sex in my life, I've only bought condoms, like, twice. And even that is terrifying.
Oh, really?
Because I haven't done it a lot. So yeah. When I do it, I'm like, ugh, I don't want people, like, when you're just looking at the options, I'm like, ugh.
I just always try and steal them when I'm at the gay bar.
Where are they in the gay bar?
When we go to...
Which one?
When we went to... Yeah, no, where we go to Strip Spelling Bee.
Oh, Buddies.
They
Buddies,
always yeah. have tons in there.
Oh, I didn't know that. I've got some now because not last time I had sex, but like when I did with that guy from Chad, like back home, he was coming over and I was like, fuck, I don't have anything. And then we used one and now I have a box. So, well, and they'll probably expire before I can use them.
I was going to say, good thing they have like usually like a 3-year expiry.
Yeah, it's been like 2 years since him, so in September it'll have been 2 years.
Yeah, better check those bad boys.
Yeah, as the time adds up, because the last guy I slept with, it was my birthday last year, mm-hmm. and before that, it had been since September the year before. So that was almost a year.
Yeah.
Now it's been over a year.
So what number are you at?
Three. Yeah.
And you're 28?
Yeah.
Well, like, I'm just thinking, because I was 30, mm-hmm. and I had slept with 4 people.
Mm-hmm.
But I was married for, I was with someone for 12 years.
Yeah. I've been with no one for 3.5 years.
I haven't updated my book.
Oh, your bang book? You just keep it out in the open?
She lives by herself.
I guess.
It doesn't say bang book on it.
It's just a notebook. With banging inside.
I need a new one. It's...
That's so funny. I don't have a list at all like that. Well, John made this list.
I have a list. 1, 2, 3. Can you tell us what number you're at now?
Nope. I'm going to write Jen's brother. Oh, that's weird.
What is it? Like inspirational things? I couldn't really tell
it's
what it was.
It's when you used to write poetry.
Oh.
That's so embarrassing. Like, poetry that you Jen's don't want other people to read.
Jen's brother.
Baby brother.
Baby boy.
So sweet and tender, only 20 years old.
He shouldn't go before this other guy, though, because that guy came first, didn't he?
So weak.
I'm just keeping it.
I know, I did the order before, but I don't know if it's still in the order.
What number are you at?
Mm-hmm, so.
You're not saying? I think I saw what it was.
Stop telling the world.
Are we going to celebrate next time?
You are almost at a big milestone.
That's
no,
awesome.
No, I'm not.
Not a big milestone.
No,
but,
sorry, a milestone.
A number.
Not a big one,
like,
but...
Like an even number.
An even number, yes.
Okay, stop telling everyone.
What? 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, they're all even numbers.
Exactly.
Like, up to, like, 75, that would still be an even number, or even if somebody was getting close to 80.
Yeah, like, I don't think this is too crazy.
I don't either.
No. I think, what am I at? 14 or something like that? Oh, no, 17, I think. 17.
So, like, just a ton after 30? Maybe I'll get like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, this is some weird poem I wrote.
Yeah, don't read that. Nobody wants to hear that.
I'm not gonna read it. It was about Martina and, like, how she was... Have I talked about Neil, like, her ex-boyfriend? So, Neil... Like, Martina's one of my best friends from high school, and so she... dated this guy named Neil for a long time, and then they always had trust issues because she, like, made out with some guy before they had gotten together or something ridiculously
high
school. Is this
a recent boyfriend?
No, for someone from high school, but we've seen him recently, so he basically has schizophrenia now, and it's so fucked, like, when your ex-boyfriend has schizophrenia, and, like, just, like, freaks out every time he sees you, like, and we all have the same friend, so, like, my friend Matt, who lives upstairs... So, what, we all hung out at Christmas, and it was so awkward. Martina brought home her new boyfriend, and so he's all trying to be cool, like, hey, man, like, what's going on? And this guy, like, whenever he gets drunk and whenever he gets high, he gets fucked.
Yeah.
He's fucked. Like, no, like, fucked. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's really hard
What is he like?
He's fucked. It's, like, really hard to explain. So, like, people need to, like, hide drugs from him.
Well, like, weed and schizophrenia go together.
Well, yeah, people
they
think...
They do.
That could be the reason why he has schizophrenia.
Schizophrenia. Yeah, like people who smoke weed have like a higher
chance
of schizophrenia. Yeah.
It might have been the reason why he had gotten it. Mm-hmm. So he can't, like, no one will give him drugs and stuff, and so he was just like really awkward, even to me, and I did nothing to him.
Yeah.
And so he was just like hitting on me and doing weird things to me, and me and him don't like each other. We hate each other. And so that was just a whole poem, like, back in the day when I'm like, this guy's fucked. Like, and she really loved him and cared about him because he was a good guy, but he just, like, something bad happened. And it's just really weird, like, to deal with that whole situation. So.
It's crazy how, like, weed can affect someone over time. Because Brandon, back home, he just used to be, like, smart as a whip, like, just on it. And he remembers nothing. I have the exact... I was like, Brandon, have you been to that record shop downtown? There's a record shop downtown? I'm like, yeah, man. Like, every record's $5. And then literally 2 weeks later, I went home. And I was like, yeah, so that record shop downtown. There's a record shop downtown? I went, no, man. You gotta... And he's just lost, like, any, like, short-term memory whatsoever, gone.
Yeah.
I went, no.
I have to write everything down.
I don't remember certain things, but I do remember a lot.
I think that's like, normal to just not remember things sometimes, but I cannot,
like,
remember things.
Literally
I'm
nothing.
Also pretty stupid.
Nobody is denying that.
I was telling someone the other day, like, how I really want to apply to Big Brother Canada, but I really don't want to be the person they make internet memes out of because I'm just so stupid. Like, I feel like if I was on that show, they would, like, make jokes about, like, how I don't know Canadian history or,
if
like, Canadian geography.
If you want to apply, I'll help you.
I kind of want to, but then I would have to quit my job.
Here's the thing. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Because that comes after. Just, like, put your everything into it and apply.
Like, I wouldn't want to put it online. Like, I would apply.
Why do you have to quit your job? Is it, like,
because it's owned by a competitor.
Oh, I see.
So they may let me do it, but they probably wouldn't. Like, out of all the people that could own it, like, they would appreciate those people above other people.
Yeah.
Just because of how relationships work. But, yeah, like, I would want to apply, like, go down to, like, the casting call and stuff, but I don't
think bad idea.
What?
Dan Giesling, whatever.
Yeah.
Did you watch Big Brother?
Yeah.
My coworker Meredith, she's gonna apply, and she met him at that event. Were you at it?
Yeah.
And he's coming down again.
And she sat down with him and, like, literally was like, I need your tips. And he was like, you gotta fit into a mold, you gotta have a characteristic that people can pinpoint, and, like, you get 3 minutes or something, or a minute and a half for the video, you get 5 seconds in person. You stand in a row with 5 other people and they go, okay, who are you? Okay, who are you? Like, unless you're absolutely insane in that 5 seconds, it's very rare you're going to get it.
Yeah, I just don't want to put a video online publicly. That's the thing. Like, I don't mind sharing a video, but, like, I'm a little self-conscious about, like, putting a video out publicly. Because, like, one, like, everyone knows where I work.
Yeah.
Two, like, so that's competitive. Like, you can't do that. And three, like, I just don't know how committed I am to it, you know? So I want it.
You're not committed.
I am. Like, I think I would be a great player. I think I would be really good at Big Brother. I feel like I could get along with a lot of people. I know the game. Like,
so
I don't,
does everybody that ever plays
anybody who
game.
Watches Big Brother thinks that they can do Big Brother.
What?
Yeah,
what?
Yes.
You don't think I can get along with the house?
No.
No.
Whatever. You should show your skirt, bitch.
Nice. Maybe on that note,
small break.
It's too big for a butthole, obviously.
Oh wow! Take all the lines.
Fair enough.
Yo, I wanna take you to a gay bar. I wanna take you to a gay bar. I wanna take you to a gay bar. Stop! That's a gay bar!
superstar.